Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome, citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories will contain content some listeners will certainly find disturbing.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Following the slight tremor felt last night around 2900 hours, it has now been confirmed that it was not due to mining processes. Seismologists from the Division of Development and Sustainability have confirmed the location of the seismic activity as a shifting tectonic plate approximately 50 kilometers south of the city. No lasting damage has been determined and no citizens were adversely affected. The only remaining concern regards the black cloud that has appeared on the southern horizon. While it continues to grow in size, the cloud cannot be identified until it reaches the outer limits of our city's distant surveillance relays, far beyond the fringe into the uninhabitable zone. Based on light reflective readings, the cloud does appear to be moving toward Atreus. More news as this develops. However, it's time for us to look at how the tremor might have affected some of our city's engineers. Underground was written by Pacific S. Obadiah. So, let's see what's transpiring in maintenance subtunnel 1A52.
...1900 hours maintenance log of Marcia E.
How's it going? I've always hated recording these things. Anyways, I'm here to repair. Drumroll, please. Maintenance subtunnel 1A52! Whoopee. But this should be easy enough. The access hatch just needs a full replacement. Damn it, Faust. I'll get you for this. Okay, let's see. Where am I? 1A47. 1A48. Ugh, this is already killing me. 1A49. Do I really have to document all of this? 1A50. 51. Aha! 1A52. Alrighty, let's get this ugly thing open. Oh, gee, that is not a pleasant smell. It smells utterly rank down here. By the Archon, how did I get assigned to this? I swear, if this is because of what happened at the office function, I'm just saying, I thought we moved past that. Okay, I can't keep stalling. Here we go. Oh, sweet. Oh, God, this is torture. Ow! Ugh, stupid stinky vent with your stupid stinky jagged metal. All right, where is this hatch? According to the schematics, it should be right over... Oh, found it. All righty. Here goes nothing. Oh, yeah, that was a mistake. I just have to... Wrench. Aha. Okay, so... Let's just see if I can... Okay, so if that's... Then I just need to... Oh, no. Was that... Nah. Okay, don't panic. But that kind of sounds like the metal bending before it breaks. That's it. That's it. I'm getting out of here. Ouch. That happened. Yeah, that definitely happened. After taking a much-needed and non-optional bout of unconsciousness, I'm awake again. In case you forgot who you're listening to, or in case I've forgotten, this is Marcia, maintenance citizen extraordinaire. It appears that I have fallen 20 feet or so, and now I'm in... Well, wherever I am, this is not a maintenance tunnel. Here's the short version. Everything hurts. It appears as if I'm trapped down here, at least for the time being. My data pad is getting no signal whatsoever. I did a quick atmospheric scan. There is oxygen down here, but not much of it. There's a whole lot more CO2, which means the longer I spend in here, the higher risk I have of catching some serious problems. And you know what the worst part about this is? It actually smells worse down here than it did in the tunnel. Whatever, my flashlight will give me a better... And my utility belt isn't strapped to me. Nope, and it didn't fall nearby, which means... Oh. Oh, that's just great. I can just barely make it out with the light of my data pad, but it looks like my utility belt is still in the sub-tunnel above me. So, this should be fun! I just need to get back up there, and I can... Well, that wasn't very productive. Maybe I can... Ooh, a rock. Yes. Okay, throwing rocks straight into the air? Not my best idea. But I think that did exactly what I needed. So, here we go again. Ha ha! It is I, Marcia, maintenance citizen extraordinaire. With my rocks, I can vanquish anything that stands in my way. Inanimate objects, other rocks, the list goes on. Probably. I sure hope these are just rocks and not some form of... Best not to dwell on it. Alrighty, now that I have my ever-handy utility belt... And now we have light! Well, it appears I'm in a cave. A damp, cold, and stinky cave. Yeah, looks like I have no way of getting back up to the sub-tunnel, so I guess I can go one of two ways. Left or right. Lefty, righty, lefty, go. Left it is. But first things first, I should probably leave something here just in case I get lost. Let's see. What don't I need? Wrench could be useful. Multi-tool, definitely. I guess hammer it is. I'm sure this will come back to haunt me. And then I'll just slip a screwdriver in my back pocket for easy access, and then... All right. My trusty data pad, you and I are going on an adventure, and you're going to help me document all of my wonderful findings. By Reeve's name, Faust, I'll never understand why you require us to make these blasted recordings. I'm hoping that these tunnels connect to a mining system, and hopefully there I'll be able to find some kind folks who can take me up to the surface. But in the probable chance that there is not, I'm guessing at least one of these tunnels probably intersects with an auxiliary maintenance tunnel, and I should be able to make my way home from there. So, here's to hoping old Marcia girl won't be trapped in a cave for the rest of her life! Also, here's to hoping she's not breathing in noxious gas. Hello again! It's been a riveting 30 minutes of walking, and in all this time, I've found nothing! But the problems persist. My data pad is still disconnected from any network, and instead of going upwards like I'd hoped, I'm reasonably sure this cave is slanting downwards. Which means I have two options: turn around and lose an hour of progress, or continue down my current path, but I risk wasting more time. That, and the stink is actually getting stronger. It smells like sulfur. Or perhaps piss. But if it's the latter... Well, I'd be better off not thinking of whatever could be down here. Alrighty, stinky tunnel, or waste more of my precious time. Stinky tunnel it is. I'm hoping this leads to some miners. Or maybe an underground book club. Get it? There has to be someone at the end of this tunnel, right? You've got to be joking. I followed Tunnel Stink for a while longer, and guess what I found? There was a nice opening which led me into a cavernous room, and of course, a mass grave. Seriously, there's tons of bones here. Shit. It might be less concerning if it was just some broken bones, but no, there are skeletons of people. So many citizens still dressed in uniforms. This is disgusting. I'm going to be sick. It's looking like there's no way out. But at least I don't see any monsters nearby, so that's a plus. But ultimately, this is a dead end. Okay, that was a poor choice of words. Either way, it looks like I'm turning back. So, I've made it back to where I fell, but the only problem is... Well... Unless there's another collapsed subtunnel down here that is also about an hour's walk from Cave Creepy, then my hammer is missing. So either it grew some legs and walked home, or... Nope. I don't want to think of what else it could be. Nope, nope, nope. There's definitely not something else down here. Definitely not, Marcia. You're going crazy! See, you're even talking to yourself. Crazy. Just like the hammer going missing. Crazy. Update number 5, right? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Ha! I found a maintenance hatch. It's an old door and it looks pretty worn, but I think I can get it open. Here goes nothing. Alright, these old tunnels have multiple access points to the new ones, so I shouldn't have to walk very far to find one. I'll update when I escape. So, I've been walking for a solid 20 minutes or so, and I finally came across my hammer. And I was hopeful maybe my hammer had become sentient and grown legs. But no! Instead, I heard this. I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but I don't like it one bit. I'm going to try and sneak past. Oh, for Reeve's sake, running! Okay, I think I see a hatch. Yes, yes, I'm almost there. I just need to... Go!
Grab this hatch.
Head by the Archon. Where am I? I can't see anything. And my hands are tied. All right. If I can just... They got me tied up with... I think this is wires? Ouch! I just scratched myself on... The screwdriver. I think that should do the trick. Just need a little light. I wonder if... Ha! There it is! Finally a little light. Why are tunnels so dark? Oh no. They brought me back to the caves with the bones. I'd better get out of here before... Shit, here they come. Maybe they'll leave. All right, listen here. I don't know what you are, but I just want to... Fuck you! Step back. Don't make me hurt you.
Be an upstanding citizen and report any malicious action.
What the fuck just happened? Why are you bowing? You're kidding me, right?
During this time of great crisis,
don't come near me, or I'll break your
from the dark and
holy relic.
Strength.
Don't make me smash this data pad.
Tomorrow is inside
all right.
Us. The light of another
I'm
day,
just going
one
to back away.
Enemies. We
slowly.
Are the chosen people, the citizens of Atreus, and the separatists must be eliminated. We are a strong people. We are the chosen people. History reveals our many accomplishments.
My leg!
And our bitter
shit,
losses.
Shit, shit.
We must remember them. Memorize them so that we might.
I don't know what the fuck is going on here, but I don't like it. I've been running a while and I haven't heard either of those things following me. So I think I'm okay. And now it should be a clear shot straight to the exit. I just can't get over those things. How'd they get down here? How long have they been here? Where did those literal piles of bones come from? You know what? I'd rather not know. I just want to get out of here and get on with my life and never go into another maintenance tunnel in my life. I'll clean streets, empty trash. I'll do desk duty until the day I die. Hear that, Faust? You win! I really don't want to die down here. All right. Back to where it all went wrong. I still haven't heard anything behind or in front of me. So if they're coming after me, they're going about it very quietly. I just hope they aren't smart enough to set up an ambush. Huh. I swore I left this open. Well, here goes nothing. Oh. This must be their shrine room. Well, I wouldn't be doing them any justice if I didn't give them a little payback for my leg. Whoa. This is absolutely crazy. All of these look like Atrian loyalist posters from the original separatist movement. Year Zero shit. Has all this stuff really been down here for 700 years? Have they been down here that long? Might explain their ramblings. This stuff must be crucially valuable to them. By the Archon, they have print posters of Reeve, the old textile type. Oh well. Sorry, Archon, it isn't anything personal. I just want to make these bastards pay. Artifact indeed. This datapad looks ancient. Well, this one I might just take with me. I doubt they need it anyway. And on that note, I better get out of here before it's too late. I guess when I get back up to the surface, I should probably report this place. I'm sure officers, maybe even the Special Defense Force, will come down here and clear out these tunnels. I don't even want to imagine what might happen if these feral things get out of here. Ugh. All right, just to open this hatch, and then I can finally get out of here. Here goes nothing. From here, I should be back in the main maintenance tunnels, and it's a straight shot out and back into District 12. By Reeve's name. Where am I? Archon, this place is enormous! Has it been sitting under the city all along? It doesn't matter now. I have to get a signal, and then maybe I can get out of this awful place. Whoa. Dr. Serranus? This place looks as old as the posters I found. Maybe it belonged to the Separatists just after the war? Would explain all the rust. Well, I guess there is only one way to go. Forward. Shit, nothing. At this rate, if I go any further, I might end up outside of the city's atmosphere. It would almost be better to go back to those monsters. And to think this all started with a stupid, wretched, filthy vent. I honestly do not know how this could get any worse. And of course, there's another door! Archon, please do not let this be where I die. Okay, Marcia, it's fine, right? It's gotta be. I will make it through this. Unless I do not. Perhaps there are more of those abominations waiting outside. Okay, Marcia, you can do this. You can do this. All right. Is someone making these monsters? Archon be damned. I have to get out of here. Yes, okay, I can work with this. I can send a message out. I just need to... Wait, no, you can't do this. Fuck, no. Get a grip, Marcia. Okay, I can get out of here. I just need to... Well, I guess there's only one way to go. All right. I got this. Just don't pay attention to the monsters in test tubes. The tons of growing, disgusting monsters. What the?
Well then, you found your way out of the caves.
Who are you? What is this place?
I am Cornelius. I oversee many of Atreus's science projects, including all the beauties you see before you.
What are they? Who are all the dead citizens in the tunnels?
Disobedient subjects cast from Atreus by the Archon herself. Look there, to your left. That is our newest specimen, Lucanus Powell. Right now, he looks fine, yes, but over the course of the next few days, his body and mind will deteriorate. Or look to your right. You'll see a Fringer further along in the process. She was caught smuggling...
So you're behind this?
Just know that soon all these failures will be remade in my image.
Your image?
Why, Marcia, you've spent all day with my creations.
You made these things?
All of the subjects you have seen tonight were gifted to me by our Archon to remold, to recreate, to re-educate. They are permitted to reside down here. It's unfortunate that there is very little of their minds left, but whatever remains brims with an undying sense of loyalty to the Archon, a great figure they once defied.
This is what you do to every citizen that breaks a law?
No, nothing as sinister as that. Just the ones who are not worth the bullet to kill. They're donated to a just cause. Just think of the great strides we've made here. I mean, look at you.
What do you mean, look at me?
Oh, that's right. You don't know. Silly me. Marcia, you're a product of this very lab.
What?
I mean that you were donated to us, and we have rehabilitated you. Diligently.
No, that is not true. I have never defied the Archon.
You did once, but you will never defy the Archon again.
That's not what I mean. I mean, I've lived my whole life in loyalty, and I'm not one of those things.
No, Marcia, you're not. In fact, you're worse than one of those things. You're a filthy fringer.
That's illogical.
You are a fringer, Marcia. Well, you were, but we thought that was a waste, especially of a specimen with your talents. The Archon believed it would be much more beneficial to reprogram you for our needs, wipe your memories, replace them, and change just a few of your quirks. Now you're a property of Atreus and my laboratory. You're the biggest innovation in neuroscience, Marcia.
What the fuck? I am not your property.
Yes, Marcia. In fact, you are.
What are you doing to me?
In case you were feeling rebellious, I thought I might paralyze your muscles to suppress any violent urges you might have. You see, Marcia, you are going to help us win the war. All thanks to the drug you were trying to smuggle into the city. It's surprising, really, how strong Tyne is when it is, in fact, a very simple compound. It is incredibly easy to manipulate, and with just the right tweaks, well, anything is possible. Tyne opens the mind to a plethora of possibilities. We can see your memories, we can rewrite your mind, we can rewrite you. None of this would have been possible without you, Marcia. We would likely still be mutating bodies and brainwashing them the traditional way. I really can't thank you enough for all you have done. It's a shame, really, that we cannot use you in the field.
You're killing me?
Why, of course not. We have better plans for you. But now that you know our little secret, we can't have you running off with that information. Even if we wiped your mind, there's no telling if the memories would resurface or not. It's not a risk we're willing to take. I hope you understand, Marcia, but I was able to get the board to compromise. Really, this is for your own benefit.
I'll scream for help. I'll run. I'll escape.
Marcia, really, you should know better. We're far from where anyone can hear you. And additionally, I think we've ruled out your ability to run. Now, would you please stand? Try not to misbehave. Yes, Marcia?
I got it.
This way, then.
We're going deeper?
Correct.
Why?
I want to show you what you've helped us accomplish, Marcia. This way, Marcia. Please, sit here.
Damn it! Uncuff me! Get that needle out of me!
We found that our mutated Tyne strand only grows in an active environment. Thus, we left some room for expansion. The mutation that has occurred naturally in your body is more potent than anything we have ever seen. Though it seems to have wreaked havoc on your immune system, it makes you oddly optimistic. Regardless, you'll be safe here in our labs, away from any harmful pestilence that might negatively affect you. Farewell, Marcia.
No! Let me out! Cornelius!
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast, Tales from the Tower. Underground was written by Pacific S. Obadiah, produced by Travis Vengroff, and mixed by Brandon Strader. For more works by Pacific, please check out The Creepy Podcast and Lake Clarity. Links are in the show notes. Underground was read for us by Christy Luce, with additional voices by Sean Francis and Jeannie Corcoran. If you have enjoyed listening to this episode, please consider supporting us on Patreon or by liking and reviewing our show on iTunes. This broadcast is a product of Fool and Scholar Productions. This production is copyrighted 2017 by John Dossinger Publishing. And Liberty is a trademark of Travis Vengroff. Thank you for listening, and may the Archon watch over you.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the sleep habit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.